As I mentioned before, we're going to be looking just at the last verse of that passage. We've been looking at it, those who are here, over the weeks. And so we're going to be looking at just the verse that says, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Before we think about that verse, though, kids, I want to introduce you to my best friend, Derek. Derek, will you come to the front, please? Don't be shy, Derek. Come on down. It's all right. I love the Christmas jumper. That's fine. Come here, mate. It's good to see you this Christmas. Derek has made a really long journey to be here, and I'm so grateful to have Derek with me. Now, Derek, what I'd like the kids to do is I'd like them to describe you to the children. Okay, is that all right? Why don't you choose someone? He looks like the... Oh, Derek, I've forgotten the most important thing about you. Derek is invisible. I'm the only person that can see him, so you're not going to be able to describe what he looks like. Oh, sorry, Derek. You go and sit back down. Can we give Derek a round of applause? Thanks for coming, Derek. Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, kids. Derek isn't a real invisible person. I was pretending. But there is someone who really is my best friend, but really is invisible. Do you think who that might be? Tim? God is invisible. Some people like to think of God as like this big old man in the sky with a big long beard. That's not what he's like. He's invisible. That doesn't mean he's made up like Derek, but it does mean that you can't see him. And that presents a big Christmas Day problem for the kids here and the adults alike. Your problem is you can't see God. Just like you kids couldn't describe Derek, poor Ewan and Lucy being put on the spot, having to make things up because they couldn't see him. If we start trying to guess what God is like when we can't see him, we're only going to end up making things up. And that's a huge problem. And John says that in our verse today. No one has ever seen God. So how can we find out what God is like if no one has ever seen God? Well, that's the big problem. But here's the solution. We can't see God, but Jesus has made him known. As our verse says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Jesus makes God known to us. How does he do that? Well, we saw it in a bit that Russ read for us before. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Jesus is God with skin on, a God we can see. So rather than being invisible, he became visible. God and man were joined together in one person. So when we see Jesus, we see God. He is the one and only Son. But you might think, is that really true? That when we see Jesus, we can see God? People often say that I look like my dad. I remember once when my dad was somewhere and someone was asking who my dad was to Nat. Nat saying, just look for Tim, but older. Someone might say, you see Tim, you see Tim's dad. But that's not quite accurate. Since he's not here, I could say, you know, he might be, maybe he's watching online, I don't know. But he has a bit more grey hair than I do, sad to say. He's maybe got a few more wrinkles than I have, sad to say. And our personalities are quite different. There's definitely some similarities. But you can't say that if you know me, you know my dad. But there's something deeper in the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. John says, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. There's something deeper than the relationship between a father and a son on earth. Firstly, Jesus is God himself. I am not my dad's, but Jesus is God's. He's just as much God as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. But how do we know God the Father? Well, Jesus is in the closest relationship with the Father. He is so close that when you see one, you see the other. Jesus has the same desires as God the Father, the same attributes. He's a distinct person, but he's still just the same as God. That's hard for us to fully wrap our heads around, but there's a closeness between Jesus and God the Father that's deeper than any relationship on earth. The other day I saw an interview with two conjoined twins. Now, if you don't know what conjoined twins are, kids, it's when there are two babies that are born, but their bodies are stuck together, so they might share the same arms, the same legs. And it was really interesting listening to what their lives were like. Because, of course, they were never away from each other, even though they were two different people with very different desires. Now that they were older, they had to get similar degrees at university because they both had to go to the lectures. They had to look for jobs that they could both do at the same place because they couldn't be separate from each other. As these young women got older and they started to go out with boys, they had to bring their sister with them on the date. I remember walking away from that interview and thinking, I can't imagine what that relationship is like. It is closer than any other human relationship on earth. Now, please understand me. I'm not saying that the Father and the Son are like conjoined twins. But what I'm saying is there are some relationships that are so close you can't understand them unless you're in them. Before I was a dad, I couldn't understand the emotions that come between a father and a son or a daughter. Before I was married, I couldn't understand the closeness of a husband and wife. As I said, watching that film, I couldn't understand the difference, the relationship that conjoined twins would have. Well, the relationship between the Father and the Son is a level of closeness that blows all our relationships out of the water. They have one plan from the world. They have one set of desires. They have one intense love. Before the world began, that close relationship was there. We can't fully understand it, but the closest relationships we have are just a dim echo of the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. And that means they are so close that if you see Jesus, you see the Father. Right before Jesus died, the disciple Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. And you might think, that's a great thing to ask for, Philip. Pat on the back. He's probably quite proud of himself for saying it. And then he got told off. Jesus said to him, Do you know me, Philip? Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time. Anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Jesus was saying, Philip, if you think that you've got to see the Father separately, you don't understand. When you see me, you've already seen him. So that deals with the problem of the invisibility, doesn't it? It's not like Derek where we're having to guess and make up things like Lucy and Ewan. If we want to know what God the Father's like, we just need to look at Jesus. But there's one more amazing thing about this verse. When the Bible talks about knowing someone, it very rarely means just intellectual knowledge, knowledge in your brain. Later today, King Charles III will give his speech, won't he? And every single person in this room knows who King Charles III is. But none of us would go up to someone and say, I know King Charles. Because that would give a very different impression, wouldn't it? It would give the impression that you know Charles personally, that you've been round to his house, that you've had a drink with him, that you've had a meal with him. There's a difference between knowing who Charles is and some facts about his life and actually knowing him as a friend. But what type of knowing is John talking about here? He's not saying just that if you know Jesus, you will know some facts about God. That's true. But he's actually saying something even deeper. If you know Jesus, you know God personally. You know God as a friend. There is a distance now. The fullness will come when Jesus returns and we can see him face to face. But through Jesus, a Christian could truly say, according to John, I know God. And that is the greatest blessing that comes through Jesus at Christmas. So what does this mean for you and for me? Well, I want to speak to three groups of people. Firstly, the kids. Kids, listen up. Let me give you a few questions to test. Are you ready, Izzy? I see you listening. Is God visible or invisible? Hands up. Is God visible or invisible? Is he?
Invisible.
If God's invisible, who's made God known to us? Who has made God known to us? Ben? Jesus. I can see you, Sophia, there. Do you want to answer the next one? Let's see. If you want to know God, who do you need to get to know? Jesus! Good girl. It can be really hard to understand God sometimes, can't it? Because we can't see him. I can't say to you, draw a picture of Jesus, of God in your books. But if you listen carefully to the stories about Jesus in the Bible, about Christmas, about all the things he did in his life, then you can know what God's like no matter how tiny you are. You could hear a story about, Izzy, tell me a story about Jesus. When he came and turned water into wine, yeah. So he turned water into wine. So he's able to do anything, things that no one else can do. And that's what God's like. He can do things no one else can do. Anyone else think of a story about God that can, or about Jesus that can tell us about God? He did the Sermon on the Mount, which tells us how to live. So God is wise and knows how we should live our lives. He healed lots of sick people. So Jesus can heal people, and that means God has the power over sickness and death too. So if you want to understand God, even if you're young, if you learn about Jesus and who he is, then you'll know what God is like as well. Secondly, let me speak to those of you who are here this morning who don't know Jesus and therefore don't know God personally. Perhaps you may have called yourself a Christian many years ago, but it's a long time since you thought about him. Perhaps you've been thinking about him over this past year, 2 years, 3 years, studying him. You haven't yet trusted him. Perhaps you've never really heard the message until this Christmas morning. You don't really know what Jesus is about. Well, this is what Jesus has to offer. Yes, he tells us truth about God. He gives us true information and teaching for our lives. But he does something greater than that. Yes, he came to pay for sin. Every human being has broken God's law. That separates us from God. Jesus dying on the cross took the payment for that sin. But he's given us something even more than that. Yes, he's come to give us eternal life that we can live forever. But again, living forever is not the greatest gift that Jesus has given. His teaching, his death, his resurrection, his coming again, all these things have one big goal. That you might come to know God. Now you might need to look into that some more to see whether it really is true. Can I encourage you to look at Jesus' life? Perhaps read through John. You could come here on a Sunday morning, we're doing it anyway. Or you could do it for yourself. Perhaps you could talk to a Christian friend and ask them to explain you the truth about Jesus. If it's not true, you can walk away. But if it is true, then Jesus has the greatest blessing of all to give you. And if you do realize that he is the way to know God, then all you have to do is confess that you are a sinner, that you have broken God's law. You have to trust that Jesus can save you. And then through him, you will come to know God yourself. Finally, Christians, you probably could have looked at that verse and come up with all those things yourself. You've heard this message 1,000 times before. But I want you to chew over this truth, to think it through, to really let it dwell in your hearts. The greatest gift that God has given to you is that you can know him through Jesus. Jesus came to make the Father known. And even if you don't feel like it this morning, you do know him. Whatever challenges you face this Christmas, whatever struggles you have in your faith, this blessing is yours and will remain your greatest blessing for the rest of eternity. What a gift. What a blessing. What a savior. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, he has made him known.